Vermont Irene Recovery Officer Sue Minter says the Irene and Beyond Summit will not only discuss continuing needs due to Irene damage, but also begin to shape a statewide response system for future disasters.
There are many Vermonters who are still addressing daily struggles to get back into permanent safe housing, but also that there are many recovery leaders around the state that are working very hard on behalf of Irene survivors. And it is for those recovery leaders that we are pulling together this event to really help us understand the mission ahead and how we will accomplish it together. But also, and more importantly, look to the future. We've learned so many lessons from Irene, and we want to make sure we can institutionalize them so that we have a statewide network that is ready and able to come together effectively in the future if there's another disaster that strikes.
Sue, what are some of the key things that have been learned out of Irene?
We have all around the state long-term recovery committees. Those groups came together for the very first time for Irene, but we don't want them to fade away. We want to make sure we have a network for the future that organizations can come together very quickly and right away. So we want to make sure that the strategies for supporting recovery and our survivors are institutionalized and that this is an ongoing commitment and perhaps a statewide network that can pop up if and when needed. And for the summit, it is really about how do we ensure that we have a strong case management program and a strong system of community organizations collaborating and supporting recovery.
What sectors are still struggling and what still needs to be done at both the state and individual levels to recover from Irene?
There are 500 families who still need significant help. We also have identified 268 homes that need significant repair, rehabilitation, and rebuilding. For many, many communities, towns, they are still rebuilding damaged roads and bridges and culverts. On the state system, nearly half of the fixes that were made post-Irene are going to have to be rebuilt. There are 600 projects, and about 300 of them we have to go from temporary to permanent repair. At the town level, we have many bridges that are still temporary and that are being designed to become permanent infrastructure investments, and that is an ongoing process.
Sue Minter, one of the items on the agenda is overcoming compassion fatigue. How important is discussing that with the people who are working through all of this?
Well, this is one of the main reasons that we initiated this. I've been very concerned about burnout, knowing there is still a long road ahead and that people are still very committed. And it is truly inspiring and humbling to see these volunteers still working to support Irene survivors. And I think what everyone is feeling at this time is exhaustion. And our hope is that we can be inspired and learn real practical tips for how to keep going and how to make sure we don't give up.
Vermont Irene Recovery Officer Sue Minter is transitioning out of that position and will return to her original job as Deputy Secretary at the Agency of Transportation by the end of the month. She will be replaced by Deputy Recovery Officer David Rappaport. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.